in your head. This is a phrase that's often used to diminish what someone's going through. But in this episode, I want to look at what really is the power of our thoughts. Welcome back. I'm Gila Ross, host of the Power Up podcast, where we share short, relatable ideas to upgrade and impact your everyday life. And in this series, Torah for Today, we go through and find a gem of an idea in the weekly Torah portion and see how we can bring it and level up our life. Has this ever happened to you? That you're inspired to do something, whether it's become better, to take on something new, to do something different, and maybe you don't follow through. Maybe it's just me. But if you listen to any sort of motivational speakers, a lot of them will tell you it's all about the action, action, action. Inspiration without action isn't worth very much. But what I want to really do is look at that and see, is it actually true? There's a stunning insight into this. God is telling Moses, what's going to happen when the Jews distance themselves. And he says that when the Jews distance themselves from God by sinning, by distancing the relationship, God is going to conceal himself. And as a result of that concealment, there will be bad things that will happen to the Jewish people. And the verse says that what's going to happen is that the Jews will recognize that what they've done to distance themselves from a relationship with God, their sins have caused God to hide himself from them and these terrible things to come upon them. Let's break that down for a minute. Imagine you're really upset with someone and you tell them what you're upset and you say to them, as a result of it, I'm going to take a step back from the relationship. And the person says to you, you know, I recognize that I did what I did is causing you to take a step back in a relationship. How would you feel? It doesn't quite cut it because the person, yes, they're expressing remorse, but they're not acknowledging what they've done to you. They're just acknowledging the consequence that it's had on them. So if you think, go back to the Jewish people who are having this thought process and saying, you know, oh my goodness, you know, these terrible things have happened because we've sinned, we've created distance in our relationship with God, and therefore God is hiding himself from us, it's not quite a repentance. It's not quite them saying, you know what, we realize we messed up. We did X, Y, Z. We brought bad into this world. We did things that we shouldn't have done. How much is this repentance worth? Yet, Nachmanides says that even though it's kind of like a second-rate repentance, God is going to respond favorably to it. Can't underestimate the power of your thoughts. We just had Rosh Hashanah, and the Rebbe of Rizhin says something incredible. He says, Rosh Hashanah means the Shana, the year, goes after Rosh, what's in your head. And what is he saying? He says that when you start the year off, what's in your head determines your year. Your thought processes literally determine your year. That's what he's telling us. And so he's saying, what should a person think at the beginning of the year? A person should think at the beginning of the year, I am going to be inscribed in for a year of life. We should think to ourselves that this is the year that I'm going to live. I'm going to truly live. And then he says, we will be inscribed for life. So at the beginning of a year, a person should think to themselves, this year, I'm going to treasure life. This year, I'm not going to do anything that's going to diminish the quality of my life. I'm not going to involve myself in relationships or things that will take away from living a good life. And that is going to determine the quality of our year. Never underestimate the power of your thoughts. When you have a fleeting thought in your mind that comes in and says, oh, I wish I could do better, or I wish I would do X, Y, Z, feed that thought. Think about it. Allow yourself to dream. Don't worry about, oh, but how am I going to make it? How am I going to make it reality? That part of it is taking you away. Just feed those positive thoughts and allow yourself to dream of a life where you are connected to your higher self, to other people in healthy ways, to God and to eternity. Shana Tova. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can get in touch with me, gillaross@gmail.com. And you can get my book on Amazon, any good Jewish bookstores, or get in touch with me directly to get your signed copy. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast so you don't miss out. Have a wonderful day.